I make sure that I'm calling home regularly, not just for negative behaviors, but for positive ones, making sure that the students are familiar with me, the phone number that pops up on their phone, so they know to answer it. So they know, oh, this is Miss Patterson. She's calling because of something with my student. I always call if there's some kind of negative behavior that's affecting the climate in the classroom. But additionally, I'll make sure that every few days, especially in that first month of school, that I'm also calling to say, hey, this is what he or she did today. And it was really amazing. Parents don't want to hear all of the negativity that's coming from school every day, but they really appreciate hearing all of the good, positive, strengthening things that their students are doing. So I think the most important thing across the board to creating a positive climate is constant communication, whether that's communication with the students to remind them or praise them about their behavior, and then communication with the families for them to understand their true expectations for the classroom, how successful their student is being, and what those things are that have been successful so they can encourage that behavior going forward. A lot of teachers just send home the syllabus that have the classroom rules in the syllabus, but parents don't necessarily see those. For a student's parent to have regular conversation with a teacher that isn't always negative really creates that bond and encourages the student to make sure that they are doing the things that are expected of them because they know that their parent has a personal relationship with their teacher and that they are in regular contact. So they want to make sure they're doing the right things. We get so overwhelmed with making those phone calls, but I think a good way to do that is to have a communication log. And even just as simple as having like a check mark saying like, I called for a negative reason or I called for a positive, so that you can continue to see that data. And if I called this parent 6 times for a negative behavior, I really need to call that parent and remind them that their student is good as well, which again can be hard, but it's just a piece of our everyday teacher life.